einfach die Zustimmung auf der Entwicklung kann für die Frau man kann professional Gott. Das ist nicht in each profession, man kann sich ein professional Gott, which of course will relate to education. So professional Gott, der in der Entwicklung kann. Man kann die Establishment of professional Gott for each profession that appears in the end. The reason for this is that the professional God will regulate the education, training, and practice of this profession. Obviously, if they do not do their job properly and appropriately, it will be the counsel of Jesus to intervene. But one would presume that this will only be the expression of the counsel. This professional God will in fact be autonomous, so that one could not interfere in the workings of another. One of our aspects.
Maybe go to the second point to get clarity around the position of the professional. So it should be within the X.
Another aspect is the aspect of efficacy, quality of traditional medicine. In our healthcare system. What I would like to emphasize is that the interim council, together with the stakeholders, must formulate, they must come up with a protocol that is based on one health organization principle on traditional medicine to regulate the harvesting of the traditional medicine as well, the practices of good manufacturing principles, good clinical effectiveness of the medicine. By also doing it will enhance the quality, the production of quality medicine in South Africa. Well, as an organization, we're looking at some of the pharmaceutical companies that are interested in manufacturing of this traditional medicine under such conditions. But we as an organization would like the interim council, the interim council in part of this thing, so that they control it, they can ensure that all the medications that are in the market are of quality. Because it is not in this country, but a lot of regional groups running around the country with a use of traditional medicines, some of them that are not even registered with the SEC. So this is one of the challenges that is facing us in this country. So as an organization, we see to it that these things are properly regulated. Another aspect that I'd like to highlight to the committee is the accreditation. Accreditation of the practitioners themselves, which of course will be the duty of the professional board. We've got institutions around the country that train the practitioners in traditional medicine. We'd like these schools to be empowered. The government should provide funding. The government should provide funding for the training of such practitioners across the country. We already made the presentation to the people. In this case, they've got some accredited courses that could be used, especially in primary healthcare, because our objective is the practical traditional medicine in our health system, especially in primary health care, becomes very effective. It should be effective if you look at this aspect of trading, but trading of the current traditional nurse practitioners, so that the integration of the traditional medicine in the hospital system should be smooth. We are aware of the fact that especially in Kaohsiung, that some of the traditional healers are not allowed to go to the hospital. But because of lack of skills, we appreciate that there must be something multi-dimensional, especially with the children of the government, specifically such practices are integrated smoothly so that everybody should be part of the system. This is a profession. Traditional medicine is a profession. We need to have a pride in our heritage. Our heritage, we need to be proud of it. Let's not be complacent of what God has given us. So I think this is one of the opportunities that we as an organization that because it seems as if our submission for different organizations is insufficient. Therefore, we don't know how the intercultural is going to be structured in that manner, because each profession must be represented in the intercultural. Now, if the number of organizations shall not match office, or who else do themselves need that office, will make the running of the Supreme Council very difficult. So this is one of the opportunities that the health portfolio should see to it that all stakeholders in this country are interested in that. Because we don't want at the end of the day that people will come up complaining that they've never been consulted, because the final consultation is needed. So that at the end of the day we've got a mandate that we continue the interim answer. These are the aspects that I'd like to refer you to them. Because of COVID, I think that's how all of them should have. Otherwise, we have great conversation with other aspects in this field. In the act itself, this is how it should be structured. We are thinking about it.
Thank you very much, Dr. Soro, for your information. I think that the information becomes a very important thing. We shall have a statement of the opportunity to comment. Thank you.
I think the process of the is whether the
our submission there, in actual fact, the running of that public hearing was not satisfactory, because at the end of the day, there were some complaints of other practitioners in the city hall. So what we did, we just made a written by hand submission, because most of the people, some of the people were not giving a chance so it's been more much more complicated. So I don't know how the issue has been solved, but there is our proposal that the board has to be that because each professional comes from this number in terms of education and training and ethics as well as being part of this. And this is the work of the professional board. Thank you.
I would like to ask the presenter if she is aware of the association, traditional Hoshidas Association, which is in every Poland, and that in the traditional Hoshidas Association has some relationship with the Department of Health. And when it comes to institutions, and to know whether you think that it's not, that association should be, is not enough, whether it should be formulated in another way. And through the constitution of the council, that's where we see that the proper representation, because each and every province is represented. Because it's that why that you create the constitution of the council. And again, the training of our of the traditional leaders, there are regulations which in consultation with the minister has set down regulations and I think there's also training of traditional leaders. So I don't know whether that is not enough, if that should be amended, because according to me, some of the things already happened.
Thank you, ma'am. I'm not going to interfere in the running of other organizations, but CHO is the biggest organization. We've got the network with them. Sometimes when there is some activities, we come together and then we do things together. That time we even talk over the administration, traditional medicine. All the traditional organizations, those I know, there are a few in interest, but that my one is the few organizations that you support that will affect probably the constitution of the council itself. But the I respect any organization of traditional leaders because we actually network with them in terms of training. That's why I have some very positive in our campaign. But there's a process in the chair. Thank you. In a short way, evaluation is used across the board, but this can be because it's unique name. The name that they adopt to call their practitioners. And the word for medical evaluation, here is not necessary. Evaluation can be anything. Evaluation can be any person. But if here, for one political person in America happily to come in people as an English part of traditional medicine. Like I said in the area, so many that African medicine is part of traditional medicine. It is recognized all over the world. It is by World Health Organization and African Union. So it's part of traditional medicine. But naming of professions is another thing. But other things goes to the same thing, but faculties could be part in any way because of the philosophical aspect of traditional medicine. So I still emphasize now again that ethnomedicine is part of traditional medicine. You should bring up pride as an organization that if you keep in the game, we are part of the transformation of African traditional medicine in this country. That's all we would like to highlight.
Explain more about this point that you made on accentuating on the practitioner. Because that is going to involve funding from government. Can you elaborate more on that?
That's why I mentioned the professional board, whose main responsibility is to accredit those people who need to go to a registered as practitioners. Because if you accredit the name, it's a process. Accreditation can depict or can identify those practitioners who still need more training so that they should start opening the frame of health of the practitioners in the traditional health system. Accreditation in terms of courses that I've never made before, especially in Israel. English, script writing, communication. These are the things that definitely we need, professional course we need to look at. Depending on the scope of practice of this practitioner. So it's very important, it's very imperative that accreditation should follow those principles. So that at the end of the day, there will not be any discrimination of any practitioner in terms of equity in education.
And we can have to satisfy ourselves The way it should be done,
because when the egg is safe, it is an object or a substance. Meat should then be to prevent a physical object like the human.
Of ethnic psychology.
all those categories, that didn't meet any object at the end of the day to make to resolve the existing problem. What is it?
They, the other one, they call it the object of human body described. Yes. But I don't know if you know this. This is an alpha culture in the institution. So this is Thank you. to the all the categories defined in this case. And then we define the word of the time. Yes.
Apparently, the way I'm asking you to present the way you keep on from at the moment, and we can't be able to get any of the bodies that we research.
If I was a professional, I would say. We usually agree with the application to the essence is in the old non-classification concept with the power of the family. It is already in the sense of our scope of practice and the age of decline. And we went on again to our income protection act. In this case, our case must defend again. So our last hope is this concept.
Why
do they think that? Because they didn't give us a reason, sir. Because if someone was from a deliberation to where we excluded, or they couldn't collapse to the next infrastructure. And obviously, Allied Health had a problem because of the bureaucracy. It's certainly not so light. So, that's a little bit of a that's why our last hope is this.
Thank you.